From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into a Your Weather podcast. Today, we are going to give the summer outlook and a look at some stats over the summer season here in Portland and around Northwest Oregon. We are about 4 days away from the start of summer at the time that we're recording this. So I figure there's a lot of stuff that maybe some folks are curious about as we head towards the new season. And on the other line, we've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. I love these type of podcasts when we dive a little bit deeper into some of the stats that we've had, and I'm very excited to just talk about summer.
I know.
It hasn't really felt like it, though, too much.
It hasn't, just with all the things going on right now. You know, we have some counties reopening and better weather to get outside, but still a pandemic to get through. And, you know, a lot of summer events and concerts are likely canceled and, you know, moved to later in the year at a tentative date. But, you know, we still see some of the best weather here across the Pacific Northwest in the summertime. So definitely want to jump into our stats and maybe a look at how warm we tend to get as we move into summer, because we can get some pretty hot temperatures even here in Portland heading into July and August. So, you know, warming up here as we move forward. You know, at this point, we are in the middle of June, and the solstice, the longest day of the year, which marks the start of summer, is on the 20th this year. So we'll get about 15 hours and 41 minutes of daylight with our sunset after 9 p.m.
That's just awesome. Sunsets after 9 p.m., like you mentioned. Yeah, I love that. And it's on a Saturday, so that's great. And temperatures are actually going to feel like summer as we get into our first day of summer, which is even better because, you know, some years doesn't pair up. But this year, after a cool, wet start to June, right when summer kicks in, temperatures are coming with it.
Yeah, that's right. This going into this weekend, looking pretty good. We'll likely be in the 80s. So a good place to start here are the first and last days on average that we hit the 80s, the 90s, and the triple digits. So we've already had a couple 80-degree days. Doesn't seem too out of the normal as we head our way into the end of June. And typically our first 80-degree day is on May 10th, and our last 80-degree day as we cool down is at the end of September on the 29th. The 90s, we typically get our first day at 90 degrees in Portland on June 16th, which is actually today. But if we go back a couple weeks ago, we did see our first 90-degree day. Wasn't that right? It was either the start of June or end of May. We had a couple warm days where I think we hit 91 degrees in Portland.
Yeah, we cracked it. We did. Last year we hit upper 90s on the 11th and 12th of June, so we're right there. Like we're gonna get close here probably in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
For more heat.
Yeah. The triple digits are you know, it's a really small window that on average we get 100 degree days, and that's in the right smack in the middle of July, so, or summertime, the 19th, and then the 28th is, you know, that window in July where on average we get our first and last day in the triple digits. So hot in July.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes that the, you know, the waterfront, the blues festival can just be cranking with heat, and that's, you know, right around the 4th of July. But, you know, max temps are 100% or more 1% of the time in July, so it doesn't seem like it happens very often for us. But you remember those days. It just feels so hot out there.
I know. I think the warmest temperature I've ever felt outside was 112 degrees, and that was in the Tri-Cities, Washington, where it's a little more deserty and dry, so a little easier to hit the triple digits. But yeah, 112. it was unpleasant.
Like,
just
you
go outside and you go right back inside.
Yeah, and for like one of the first things I had to adjust to when I came out here was there wasn't a lot of places that had air conditioning. You know, it's just like, yeah, you just crack the windows open at night and you call it good, and it makes it tough when it hits triple digits. But it seems like that's far away for us still for some reason. You know, I know it happens here shortly. You know, July's right around the corner, but it still kind of feels like that's one more step away, but we'll see if we start getting close as we near July.
That's right. Yeah, if you're looking for 100-degree heat, most likely in the middle to end of July. So summertime, the season lasts from June 20th through September 22nd. And on average, in downtown Portland, we tend to get temperature, our highs, in the upper 70s. Through the course of summertime on average. So we tend to see, you know, highs hit the 80s more regularly, and we tend to be a little drier too. We see the 80s more frequently in July for our highs, and then also heading into August. So 90s can happen. They are a bit rare. And the triple digits are extremely rare as well.
And we make a pretty good jump from June to July with our average high. It seems like our average high is somewhere right around, you know, closer to the mid-70s for June, but July gets that little extra push into the lower 80s, and then August gets a little extra push there, also in the lower 80s. But, you know, it just takes a little bit of time to build that heat in, but of course, like, right when it hits, it sticks around for a while.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at the stats from last summertime, 2019, we saw a pretty average July. Our average temperatures were right there in the low 80s, about 80 degrees for the July of 2019. August was a little warmer on average by about 1 degree. We also saw a lot of rain in August, too. So it was a bit wet last summer. And then we were... Going into September, we were fairly cool, and we were also extremely soggy, too. We saw rain close to 4 inches, which is well above normal for September. So, yeah, much of the summer season last year was pretty calm. We didn't really have too much of a wildfire season, and I know that's a big question moving forward into this year. And I know, Joseph, you've pulled up some stats on the current outlook and kind of what we saw last year as well.
We're always prepping and preparing for the wildfire season, and it's been slow so far, mainly, I believe, because we've had all this rain to begin our June for this year. But last year, although, you know, there wasn't a lot going on as far as a lot of precipitation outside of that September month, you know, last year, according to the Oregon Department of Forestry, it was the shortest fire season of the century. It lasted 99 days and was 3 weeks shorter than the average fire season. So that is something you're always looking for, you know, avoid any sort of issues with wildfires, because some years we have terrible seasons. The ODF, the Oregon Department of Forestry, says that they had 923 wildfires on their protected lands in 2019, which was close to average, but the total acreage burned, 16,867 acres, was 56% below average, which is a number that I think is a good number. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, trying to think back to a couple of years that were pretty bad in terms of wildfires and wildfire smoke and acreage burned. 2015 was pretty bad, correct? And then 2017 was the Eagle Creek fire, which I know a lot of folks can remember that one.
Yeah, and that one started in early September. So then that carried through not only, you know, the late section of summer, but early parts of fall there. And that one was... Yeah, definitely devastating. But 2015 was really tough. It was very dry. It was very warm. There was multiple wildfires. I know some large ones in Central Oregon. So hopefully this year we can maybe piggyback off of last year's and see another short fire season with not a lot of acreage burned and not too many wildfires. You know, with that, without all the wildfires last year, we didn't have as much smoke either to deal with. So, you know, our summers can bring some smoky skies and the air quality down.
Mm-hmm. That's right, especially towards the Willamette Valley. And that's when a lot of folks take notice of the big fires that are out there. So on COIN, we'll have a lot of content coming with an outlook for this coming fire season. We'll talk with some experts here. And there is already a COIN podcast on our page. You can find it on COIN.com or Apple, Spotify, with more details talking to a local fire expert and what his thoughts are with our current drought and looking forward into the fire seasons. So, go check out that podcast. But moving forward, I want to talk about a very popular day. You know, July 4th is also something to look forward to in the summer, and we do have a few stats on that day. And I do remember Steve Pierce, our meteorologist here who comes in and helps out, he mentioned, and you know, he's been a local in this region for decades now, and he says come the summertime after July 4th, we tend to turn off the spigot and it gets really dry. So it's almost like July 4th is that cutoff.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, some say that's, you know, that's really when summer actually begins. But July 4th is always, you know, we've had some really warm ones, we've had some cool rainy ones. I feel like that day, that time period can sometimes be a tricky to forecast. But you know, we've had some warm ones. Do you remember or know what the warmest July 4th stat day is?
97 degrees one year. That was in 1972, so it's been quite a while.
That kind of feels like a record we can maybe beat.
Yeah, it does. It seems pretty easy. So we'll see moving forward here. The coolest, a high of 61 degrees back in 1964. That was a long time ago. But on average, we tend to see the upper 70s. The average high for the 4th of July is 77, which actually feels a little cool. You know, you think of barbecues outside, plenty of sunshine, and it's only 77 degrees. So hopefully we see, you know, a warmer holiday. And last year we managed to hit 80 degrees on the 4th of July.
The coolest 61. That's like you need a blanket and a sweatshirt during fireworks. Yeah. I mean, that was probably, that might have been a wet day too. I don't know. Well, the wettest day was actually pretty interesting. It's just, you know, 21/100 of an inch, 1998.
That's a good amount of rain, actually. For a day.
Yeah, for July, yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah, we can hope. I was looking at the Climate Prediction Center's seasonal outlooks, and for June, July, and August, on average, they're going with a higher probability for above normal temperatures. So in general, through that time span of those 3 months or so, likely we'll see an average high that is above normal, which doesn't mean we won't see cooler days. We won't see days in the 70s, you know, or even, you know, rainy, cool moments. But it is pointing to warmer than normal temperatures, which could also mean maybe we see some triple digits. Maybe we see more 90 degree stretches. So,
yes. So once we get into like July and August, our average rains totals fall down significantly.
They do quite a bit. I mean, we go from June with an average of 1.7 inches to July and August, both below an inch. So July's average is 0.65 inches of rain for the entire month. August is 0.67 inches. So about 2/3 of an inch of rain through the entire month.
Yeah, not much at all.
Yeah. And on average, the consecutive number of days, so days in a row with no rain, are the highest in the summertime. You know, it's our dry period. But on average, in July, we may go about 6 days with no rain, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. We have some impressive dry streaks, too. But 6 days, you know, virtually a week without rain, that's a lot, you know. That's why people have to, you know, get their lawns watered and get everything going. Especially for an area that is used to rain in the fall, in the winter months, in the spring, and then we hit streaks like that, and that's pretty long.
It is. The normal number of days throughout an entire month, so not in a row, really pick up in the summertime, too. So in July, it's about 24 days
wow.
that we don't see any rain normally.
I would have guessed that was like somewhere around like 18 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like less than that, right? So 24, yeah. That's like the bulk of the month that we don't see
yeah.
rain. So, I mean, it makes sense. Our average rain total is below an inch, and we tend to see the majority of the month dry. So the dry season is among us.
Yeah, and then it looks like August is about the same, the 24 number of days with no rain at all. So July and August are pretty much paired right there, and their average rain for the month is pretty much the same. So yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, looking at all the stats, it does look like July and August are kind of twin months.
They're siblings.
They kind of have the same stats.
Or friends.
Yeah, the same normals. amount of rain, temperature-wise. I think July can get a little hotter, but... August gets a little hotter.
We had something really interesting last year on July 1st that has to do with a thunderstorm. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, pretty crazy. So we actually observed an EF0 tornado in Northeast Portland last July on the first of the month. So incredible to see that type of weather that early in the summertime or even that late as that spring weather is transitioning into summer. Just a really powerful thunderstorm that formed a funnel cloud and then, bam, touchdown tornado in Northeast Portland. But they are very rare.
Yeah.
We don't see many at all.
There's only five recorded tornadoes in the month of July. Going all the way back to 1894. So not often at all. And I remember we had some tree debris. I remember being out there, I think for that or covering a little bit of that tornado, and it wasn't a lot of damage, but you could definitely see the path. So still can happen. It's not even July yet, so we just had a tornado last weekend. We may see another one. Still possible.
Yeah, we tend to see summertime thunderstorms, which I actually like. I mean, spring and then going into fall, we see a pretty heavy amount of thunderstorms and lightning. But sometimes we get some very pretty thunderstorms out towards central Oregon, and then some can even roll through the valley. And we tend to get at least one each month, July and August. But I do remember a couple of summers, I think it was 2018, where we saw the most number of thunderstorms, you know, for a July in quite a while. It was a big deal, and it was gorgeous to see.
Yeah, that's when, you know, it's always feels pretty good when you have a nice thunderstorm come by and bring a downpour. Something about like a warm rain kind of feels good, as long as there's no lightning out there. But in the summer, we tend to get that lightning. That's one of the major causes to our wildfires across the states, especially, as you mentioned, in areas of like central Oregon and through the Cascades. But we do get a good amount of thunderstorms. You just have more heat to work with. But we don't have the transition to like cold air the same way. But we definitely have a lot more heat to work with.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I'm hoping for at least one good light show that doesn't start any wildfires.
Right.
We'll hopefully go with that outcome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, lightning is a cause of wildfires. So we can only hope. So there you go. There are your stats. It should be pretty warm. Normally near the 80s, both July and August. September a little bit cooler. We're pretty dry through July and August. It's also my birthday in July. So I love that month. Can't wait.
Do you want to talk about the extremes real quick? The July extreme, August extreme highs.
Oh, yeah. The warmest we've ever been recorded in both July and August.
Yeah.
So triple digits. And I believe 107 degrees is the warmest we've ever been in July. And
of course, in normal sibling fashion, it happened in August as well. So July and August have the same high, record highs.
Yeah. That's super funny. July and August would.
I think what the most surprising is maybe September is a high of 105. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, thanks for joining us in this podcast, and welcome into summer, and we'll catch you in the next one.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.